A Time for Us, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. Chapter 1.
Give us a kiss. One brown eye gave a cheeky wink. Shame on you, Mike Nolan. In spite of the laughter bubbling inside her, Sally managed to keep a straight face. And me a married woman, too.
The man doesn't deserve you.
I'm glad you think so.
Don't you sometimes fancy a change?
Wouldn't tell you if I did.
Go on, Sally. Be a devil, he pleaded. One kiss, that's all.
He winked again, making her smile.
What he doesn't know won't hurt him.
She feigned indignation. Do I look like the kind of woman who would cheat on her husband? The mischievous brown eyes looked her up and down. He rubbed his chin and smiled at her.
Perhaps not. But all I need is a quick cuddle behind the vegetables.
He glanced towards the shop doorway. There was no one about. He grew bolder.
And if you're feeling extra generous, I wouldn't say no to a bit more than a cuddle.
Grinning like a naughty boy, he raised one eyebrow quizzically.
If you know what I mean.
Flattening her hands against his chest, she pushed him away.
You randy old bugger.
Pleasure lightened her pretty blue eyes fleetingly.
I know what you mean, all right. And the answer is still no.
Groaning like a man in pain, he grabbed her by the waist.
You're driving me mad, he cried. I've got to have you.
Have you any idea what you look like? She could hardly contain her laughter. Cabbage stains on your overall and the smell of carrots in your hair.
What woman could fancy you? Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you're a wicked woman.
With great difficulty, he tried to drag her round the back of the counter.
5 minutes on the floor should do it, he promised,
going red in the face as he tried to lift her off her feet.
Put me down, you daft devil, she laughed. The time's long gone when you could sweep me off my feet.
Keeping his arms round her, he demanded in a hurt little voice,
Mrs. Nolan, are you insinuating that I'm past it?
Now it was her turn to eye him up and down.
Well, you must admit you aren't as slim as you used to be, she answered kindly. Neither are you.
He squeezed his arms tight round her waist.
But I'm not complaining.
And you'd better not. She touched her finger against the end of his nose, her voice falling tenderly as she told him, We might as well face it, my love. We'll never be 18 again. We're both a bit thicker round the waist, a bit dafter as the years go by. She ran her finger over his mouth. But I still love you, Mike Nolan. More than ever. It was a moment before he could speak. In that moment, he looked into her wistful blue eyes and his heart was full.
You're as lovely as the day you walked down the aisle, he murmured.